Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel of the Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. There's a new Secretary of State. Congratulations, Mr. Rubio, unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate. And now the work of the heavy lifting of the State Department with its opposite number in the foreign ministries of our European allies, because the tariff talk is immediately a concern of President von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission. That's the executive body of the EU. And Ms. von der Leyen in these last hours has stated that the tariffs Mr. Trump is talking about threaten Europe. Mr. Trump has said, I characterize loosely, I'm not quoting, that the trade imbalance must be corrected. We buy food and products from Europe, and they do not buy much food or much products from us. So, even it out. That threatens Europe, should it, Mary?
Yes, it does. And I think the President Trump is absolutely correct in pointing out the differential treatment that American companies receive versus European companies. I think that's really important to cite both sides, because if you look at U.S. Tariff levels against our trading allies, it's extremely low. Now, look, I'm a free trader. I don't love the idea of tariffs, but I understand that President Trump is using them as a tool of economic statecraft to start the conversation. And it's a conversation, frankly, that's long overdue. Of course, we have other pressing issues that we need to deal with our European partners, which is something that Secretary of State Rubio is going to have to address, namely their contributions to NATO, the close economic ties and energy ties that they maintain to Putin's Russia, their level of support to Ukraine, their stance on important issues at international organizations where we do so much for them and they're not always on our side on important votes. Their help to Israel and its war against Iran-backed terror groups and proxy groups. I mean, there's just a huge number of issues that the State Department is going to have to confront when it comes to Europe. And by the way, the same may be true of the United Kingdom, where you've got a government in place that is on bended knee to Beijing, begging for closer financial ties, completely unaware of what danger they are putting their pension funds and other investors and citizens in by doing so. So I think that Secretary Rubio needs experienced help. And I hope that the Presidential Personnel Office can work quickly to get the State Department staffed up with political appointees, Schedule C employees, because Secretary Rubio needs them very, very urgently.
The United Kingdom. I'm glad you mentioned, Mary, because I was struck by Nigel Farage, head of Reform Party, which is a little bitty party with a great big punch, attended the inauguration. Suella Braverman from the Conservatives, Liz Truss, former prime minister from the Conservatives, attended. But Sir Keir Starmer did not. The king sent congratulations to Mr. Trump, and the king is doing his job of keeping these two people separated by a common language together. But Sir Keir Starmer, do you have an insight, Mary, as to what the difficulty is for Sir Keir Starmer in the United States? Is he at odds with Trump personally, or is it just a matter of labor has a different direction than working with the U.S.?
Well, I think we can only really speculate. It could be any number of things and a combination thereof. Keir Starmer may perceive that it's not in his political interest to work with President Trump. I think that's gravely mistaken, given the very close relationship that we have across many spheres with our British allies. It could be that his government is such a shambles that they just didn't get the letter out on time. It could be that he has a personal dislike for President Trump. I don't know. But I think that in the long run, the British people would not accept a severing or a downgrading of ties with the United States. President Trump is an Anglophile, John.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he was thrilled to meet the late Queen Elizabeth. I think that state dinner was one of the highlights of his first term.
No, he tells those stories all the time. He loved the Queen.
Absolutely loved her, and I think she was amused by him. He is a very entertaining and amiable person. So I think that Keir Starmer, he's got a lot of problems.
30 seconds.
Sure, he's got a lot of problems at home of his own making. His government is deeply unpopular, even though they're only less than a year into their term. He's raised taxes. People are fleeing. He's got an immigration problem. He has an Islamism problem in some of the major cities in the north. And so you could also see this snub as a way to distract attention from the problems that he himself has created for the British people at home.
Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.